What do you got going, Pat?
Well, we are getting ready to have Boehner's come in and do some repairing the parking lot. And he came over the other day and was checking it over for last minute details. And we noticed that on the south side of the building, right next to the ramp, was more damaged than what we originally thought. And so when he did some refiguring, his quote changed and it increased. So I just wanted to explain why it increased and see if we could work that out. But on the original quote, it was for $3,800. And that was to patch an area of 12 by 6. And seal the lot and stripe it and then seal coat the rest of it. Well, the damage area that he wants to tear it out and put in brand new blacktop, and that's basically why the quote is higher than the first one. He's got tear out the area. It's 950 square feet, and replace with blacktop for $5,700, and then seal coat the lot at $500. Two parking blocks, which is required by the insurance, that's $200, and strike the lot for $150, so it's only $6,550 compared to the original $3,800. So I was just hoping, I just want to explain the changes and why the quote changed, and hopefully we can maybe, if I can get approval for the new quote.
We have to just have them write up the new.
Glenn said you guys can just amend it to the new total if you want. I just had to let her know that we don't have to do a whole new ordinance. We just have to amend it.
This is $27.50
an hour. I'm fine with amending it.
What do you guys think?
You didn't get any other bids?
I'm not on blacktop, no.
Okay. It just seems funny that you looked at it the first time and now it's almost twice as high.
Yeah, he asked me when he saw that area that he wants to dig out and put in new blacktop. He goes, "Did you have heavy equipment in here?" And I said, "No." I said, "We had a dumpster come in," and he said, "This is worse, a lot worse than it was when he saw it in March." So, and also I would like to point out that the original quote for all the work that we did to the property was for $19,825, and the actual turned out to be less. So, if the new blacktop is approved, the difference between the new reimbursement and the old reimbursement is only $1,496. So actually, even though his quote is almost $3,000,
you're only fixing where there's already blacktop, right?
Yes, that's correct. None of the back lot that's still remaining gravel. Yeah, it's just where the existing blacktop is now.
Have any objections to keep people in?
So you're not using all the initial amount then that you got?
No,
okay.
Using all the
initial amount. It's going to be returned to put back in, so.
Okay. We're on the country again. I recommend that we do that, so.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Tiff, probably the same people we got here as well. Mm-hmm. Close.
close the TIF.
Everybody, please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. And roll call.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jen Wong.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlin.
Here.
Mayor Goddard.
Okay, here. And we have a quorum. Approved minutes of May 12th. Everybody's looked at those?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone approve? Disapprove of me? Oppose? Disapprove, approve? Oppose. Okay, clerk's report, Natalie.
Nothing for me. Evan said he got all the lights changed out at the new building. Him and I met with Altorfer's on a warranty, extended warranty, on the two generators that we already have. So he will, but that was just today, so he will have that on the next agenda.
Okay. Thank you. Treasury report?
Just the treasurer's report tonight is all.
Okay. Attorney's report?
Nothing in open session. I'm going to be requesting closed session later for discussion of pending and threatened litigation.
Okay. Thank you. No engineer. Any public comments, petitions?
Cindy, I live at 628 East MacArthur. There's a semi driver that lives on North Chestnut, goes by my house. He turns right. He's got my yard tore up. He's bent that stop sign over three times and he busted my culvert. He lives on North Chestnut about five blocks from me.
Okay.
I already know what the guy's name is, but I went and talked to him and I told him he bent my stop sign over and run up my yard. And he said there's too many stop signs here in Worcester.
He's eliminating us.
I don't think there should be any semis on them streets. He pulls a trailer, mm-hmm. and it's got big rolls of steel on it, you know, coils.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got these streets tore up.
Okay. You know, did you file a complaint with the police department?
Yeah, they did. They came down and took pictures of it and everything.
Okay.
And they said it was up to the city to put signs up where they can't drive down. No semis on that streets, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something we could put on the agenda and they could discuss.
He got my yard tore up and he broke my culvert, you know, that water goes through when it rains.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sound like he's a very good truck driver.
Well, he, he just got it tore up. I mean,
yeah. And your address was?
My yard tore up,
yeah.
You know.
628? East?
Down.
Okay, east.
Okay. I've trained it up three times and then with my tractor.
Okay.
Evan knows about it. Gary knows about it.
Okay.
Good.
The city come down and patched where he tore all my blacktop out. They come down and fixed that.
Okay.
But I don't think that they should be pulling the semis down through there in the trailer.
I thought there was only one designated route for semis.
They changed that back and forth. I don't know. They were allowed to go to their residence in some places, but I don't know.
You've got the city could probably tore up.
Yeah, and probably something we ought to look at.
Over the last 6 years, I'm sure
they will tear up the roof.
Yeah, they will.
Where that guy lives, the city has patched in front of his house all the time, and it just tore up way out again, you know.
That's way too much.
He just laughs about stuff, you know.
I can see taking the tractor home, Bob.
Right. Anyway, that was my complaint, you know.
Okay.
He parks.
Okay, that's something we can put on the agenda and have the alderman talk about.
Like I said, Evan and Gary knows about it.
Yeah.
And everything.
Okay.
I've noticed behind
him. Down and patched it where he tore all the blacktop out.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy.
I've noticed behind Casey's the trucks are tearing that.
I'm going to say they're going to be happy toward tearing that up for sure.
Yeah,
they're
tearing her up pretty quick.
He told me there's too many stop signs in town.
Well, you're going to have to put signs up for.
Right, yeah, we'll have to decide.
Nobody reads signs.
Well, no. Most cities have.
It just protects us, I guess.
Weight limits on, you know, on their streets.
So we're going to decide what we're going to do.
If it's not posted, you can't
enforce it.
I've seen a mini bike going down Main Street, this is the little one, right down to, weaving down the road like I'm having fun, I'm like, really?
I see them all the time.
They're getting pretty thick again now that school's on.
I mean, side street, it don't matter, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, not down Main.
I guess if they'd been caught on Main Street, it'd be different.
They do it, there's.
They seem to.
Just to do it.
Okay, committees, finance, Alderman Clark?
Nothing for this.
Sewer, Alderman Livingston?
Nothing.
Streets and alleys, Alderman Long?
Nothing on that.
Okay. Police ESDA, Alderman Ward?
Did you have anything for us, Denny?
I have two and a half things.
Start with the half.
Yeah, two and a half. I forgot to tell you this last month that we tested the sirens from my house. My house has got it, my radio now. That way if we get a tornado warning that quick, I can set them up before I run out of the house and come up here or out there, wherever. The only problem I have is I got all the wiring to do a battery backup in case power goes out. And I didn't know if you guys would help me get a marine battery. That's what I need, the marine battery would probably last longer. And I can get them right out here to, what's that guy's name out there?
Van Satter.
So it'd be bought locally, but I didn't know if you guys would pitch in on the battery or.
You got it.
Marine battery's $100 or something.
Yeah.
$150 at most, probably.
You got a budget.
Yeah, we're trying to spend it. But anyway, the other thing, two things I have, that was the half. Mid-America sent us a donation today for ESDA for $1,000 to help pay to put up a radio tower out to the new building. And the other thing is, we were at Walmart today and Mike Noonan said they were gonna give me a gift card to update my laptop that I use for ESDA. So I gotta go pick that up sometime tomorrow. And they're looking to maybe give us enough to give us a new laptop later on. So things are looking good for us.
Yeah, thank you.
And we're not spending very much money.
Thanks for all your work.
Hey, we're trying.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, water, Alderman Miller?
I don't have anything right now.
Okay. Utilities, publications, buildings and grounds, Alderman Long?
Nothing.
Tourism, Alderman Miller?
Yes, next June. Next week, June 4th, first night of music in the park. Peoria Rhythm Kings is gonna be playing. Also too, I don't think Aaron's here tonight, but there was a Sycamore has a thing going on with them and Fulton County Arts. And they have a meeting this Thursday night from 6 to 8 inside Sycamore Acres, and it's about the arts community working with Sycamore and that and the community about shows, workshops, and public arts installations, fundraisers, and a little bit of everything. So it might be an interesting meeting. So I just happened to see that today.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. Did I miss that thing down to Van on Ocean Ross? Or have
yeah,
they had that?
I think they had that one.
Okay.
I was going to go to. We need to see if we can get a hold of him as if he would come over here and do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be fitting. I mean, we were founders first. I mean, the founder found us first.
Well, hopefully we can add, you know, because we have the three presentations for the Historical Society in the winter, so maybe he can be one of those.
I think was it David Allen Badger that did it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, that's all I have under tourism.
Okay. Tiff, Alderman Spotlow?
New business.
Nobody here for Citizens Committee, nobody here for Christmas, and nobody here for Economic Development. And Public Works, Evan is absent. And unfinished business, discuss act upon revising PTO payout. Does anybody have anything more on that? No?
I don't.
Any ideas?
Yeah, I guess. That just comes down to a dead end. Nobody, you know. I was hoping we could do something, but like I told Evan, I'm going to take time off, just have Gary your phone and disappear.
He just needs to take it. They all do, yeah, instead of waiting till the last minute.
Yeah.
Well, Gary did take some off this last 2 weeks, yeah.
Gary takes his off, but Evan tries to, and he gets home and he don't shut the phone off.
Yeah, and Cindy does the same thing. She waits till November, and her anniversary date's November, and tries to take it all that week before, and sometimes things happen.
I just thought maybe we could do something different. That's all right. Evan understands. I told him, I said, just have somebody's phone, say, don't call me.
Yeah.
I'm not around.
They can learn to handle emergencies. Okay. Discuss act upon generator. We have a new quote, and I have an idea. So I called somebody. It's going to be cheaper to put in a new box outside and get rid of the three-phase. Nothing needs three-phase now. I think originally they put three-phase in because the air conditioners needed it. They've updated the air conditioners and the furnace. So, we don't need three-phase. The Ameren bills will be cheaper.
Imagine that.
A gentleman, 9:30 in the morning, can you meet me out there?
I can't.
Maybe? Okay.
In the morning, so we got to take Brenda to the doctor.
Oh, you can't? Okay, well, I have someone coming in the morning at 9:30 to look at it and see. So we figure with the kind of estimate, the regular generator and changing the box be only like $20,000. Needs to be updated anyway. It's how many years old?
I suggested that day that our advisor was out there, and he said, just have to get in the ceiling and see what the hell's going on up there.
Because what was that other was put in the 80s, or the building's built in the 80s, so.
Somebody has converted it, but who knows how.
Yeah. So, I think next thing we should check that. I don't want to pay $30,000 for a generator.
Well, I just looked at, I mean, the Midwest quote's 13,611. And that's the size generator we need.
Mm-hmm.
Midwest says they can do this without even any extra work, but if you want to convert it,
should probably update the electrical anyway. I don't want to have a fire.
That's a good idea, because we don't know how it's hooked up.
Yeah. So, I think table right now, if that's okay with you guys.
Yep.
Till we check into that.
38,000 and 32 or 3.
Yeah. Well, I'm not doing it.
But I knew Altorf would be high because it's Caterpillar.
Yeah.
That's like.
And everybody says those are really good generators.
It's Caterpillar. That's what we have everywhere else.
Yeah.
They're premier generators. But
put a ton of money in mine in the firehouse, so I'm not going to throw a little.
That can happen with anything. I mean, that's why people say go to this restaurant, the food's delicious. And you can get there and it's dog food. So
we'll scope out another angle here, try to find something cheaper. We'll get it, you know, and that's not something we have to have the day we move in, so that's.
No, that's fine. I suggested that at one time. You just said the only way you're going to do that is get up an attic and trace everything down. So, tear the old box off the wall and put a new one in.
Put a new one in. So, okay, we'll table that for now, and hopefully next meeting we can see how I'm getting more out on it. So, new business. Discuss act upon health insurance renewal. Do you know something about this, Natalie?
Yeah, you all have it in your packet. This is what Wyman Group sent to me. Insurance has went up significantly. Our current plan right now to renew would be the 71-360. And it renews in July, so I wanted to get this on the agenda now and get it discussed. If you want them to look somewhere else, they can try to look somewhere else, but everywhere is going to be.
It's high everywhere.
Huge. Yeah.
And they just keep going up and going up.
Yeah.
With anything, you can try it this week, you clear black, because next week it's gonna go up.
Yeah.
Is there any problem with the current one?
Not that I've had a, I've never had a problem with it.
Everybody seems to be happy with it?
Yeah.
I've never had, I haven't had, but I've never heard anybody complain about it. Take what we got.
Need a motion to stay where we're at?
I'll second that.
Roll call. Oliver Rosen, Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spatler?
Aye.
Okay, discuss act upon crosswalk for summer school in June, Monday through Thursday.
So the school contacted me a couple weeks ago. They have a crosswalk down at the school. They didn't even have a clue who paid the crosswalk at the highway, which we do. They wanted to know if we would pay for them for the month of June, Monday through Thursday. She'd get 2 hours a day like she does now. Yeah, it's just the month of June.
Who pays for them now?
We do, out of police fund. No, we just pay for shipment at the highway. She said if not, that was fine. She just had a lot of parents that were wanting to let their children walk or ride their bike to school, so she would have liked a crosswalk down there.
Do they have somebody to doing it?
She wants Catherine Chipman to do it.
Have you talked to her?
I was waiting until y'all decided before I even called her.
Okay.
Second.
I noticed down there at school, and I forgot to say something, but Evan, somebody used a can of orange Krylon to paint the walkway signs. We've got some of this super good yellow. Well, I sent somebody down there to just paint that across the blacktop walkways, the crosswalk anyway. It's not very visible. Not that that's going to keep somebody from running over you.
Okay, roll call.
Oliver Rosen, Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spatler?
Aye.
Discuss act upon Illinois America 250 commemorative resolution 2606. This is just something that they sent me. We're going to include this America 250 with the Edgar Lee Masters Day celebration in August. So we pass this and then we send it into the state and then they recognize us as participating with the activities of the state.
So. Make a motion.
That's why they're in charges.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thanks. Cool. Discuss act upon raising solicitor's fee. I put this on here too, because right now we still charge
$3.
$3 for a day for solicitors in town.
Nobody comes.
Then nobody gets a permit anyway.
Nobody comes up there to get it anyway.
Yeah.
I send them if they come to my house, I said, you got to have a solicitor's permit.
I did too. I chased one off my porch the other day.
Dave, the one that you sent up here, never appeared.
Yeah.
He sat at the picnic table across the street.
Yeah, well, he was outside the door. I drove by and seen him.
He probably didn't have $3
on. The other day.
He never came in.
And I said, what are you doing? He says, well, I'm da da da, I don't know, some CIPS thing involvement. I said, do you have a permit? And he says, well, my boss does. My boss does.
Yeah, same one coming.
And I said, he says, I can call him. And I said, that's not going to do any good because I can't see it if you call him.
Yeah.
You know, so then this guy walks up to here and, like she says, goes, sits at the picnic table till the city building closes and then goes back door to door.
Yeah, he literally sat out there and then, like, 5 till had a car pick him up and they went around the block.
Well,
never once walked in here.
The police should have been notified and he should have, you know.
I Okay, I agree, yeah.
I mean, that's not right. He can come up here just like everybody else does.
I've never heard anybody that likes the door-to-door solicitors. I think most of them are crooked. That's only my personal opinion, not reflecting the staff or management. I think what I would like to see us do is just not allow any door-to-door solicitation in the city of Lewiston, period. Put three signs at the main entrances.
I don't even know if we can do that.
I don't know. It's fascinating. No solicitation on the whole city, not just every business, you know, but the whole city. I like the way you think.
That would include a lot of things.
It would.
Scouts.
The minimum fine they're gonna end up with if they're issued a citation for ordinance violation for not having that permit is $125, a $25 fine and $100 in court costs. So if you decide to do it, you could make it slightly less than that, so they have a little incentive to come up here and get the permit because it's cheaper. But I'm not sure about the no solicitation at each of the three entrances to town.
Yeah, I don't think you want to go that route.
Is it?
I mean, no solicitation at all. Do you?
I don't know.
Can't we make this specific problem a higher fine?
You can make any fine you want up to $750. But my instructions have been start at 25 and double it each time they get in trouble.
I still think we should raise the fee.
What is it now?
$3 a day.
Well, then we ought to go to 25.
I mean, they come to Lewiston, probably think they're in Hoden.
Which
$3, they do say that, $3? I mean, it's a very odd amount and...
This guy was pretty...
Nobody's gonna read the signs anyway, no matter what you put up, but...
Did the book salesman guy, did he get one?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
When?
We've got a customer.
Oh, yeah, last year did. I have not gotten any this year.
Yeah, you mean last year? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, you know,
yeah, he came up here and got a picture and everything.
Week, you know, maybe increase a day one or make a weekly charge too.
You could put it out there to the public that we have an ordinance that if people soliciting are required to have a permit. And if they come to your door, let them know.
You know, I've commented that on every last Facebook post there's been about a solicitor. Ask them for their city permit. It cannot be their state permit because they have to have that too. You want to see their city permit. If they don't have it, send them to City Hall or call the cops. It's that simple.
Because a lot of them do want, you know, a lot of times want a week at a time.
Yeah, most of them will.
But we can do one for a week, one day.
$3 every day. So.
Just want to get $25 per
day.
$10 for a day or $25 for a week? I don't know.
Nobody's gonna come up and get them anyway.
I'm just asking. I don't have a dog in the fight. I'm not a solicitor. I'd have to move to England.
I was thinking like 10 a day or 25 a week or 30 a week. I don't know.
Partly a deterrent and partly a whatever, worth our while, I guess.
Yeah, and that's what it is, worth our while, I guess.
$25 discount if they did it the whole week. They have $100 a week and $25 a day.
I don't think the guy that come to my door was legit anyway.
No.
I really don't.
Was he wearing a yellow vest?
No.
No. He just had some kind of a name tag hanging down, like something.
Yeah, we had that one too.
Yeah.
The name tag.
There's
that's what I mean, he showed you the permit or you
get out. He was African American and, you know, and I said, first of all, Roger went to the door and then I kind of intervened. But, and I said, first of all, I want to see your city permit.
No.
I said, I'm on city council and I'd like to see it. Well, my boss has it. And
yeah,
I said,
they always say that.
And I said, I don't care. You should have it on you.
Well, and a lot of them don't understand that they have to have a city permit. They just think the permit from the state that their boss has is all they need.
And I think that's what their boss tells
because
them.
Some towns, you don't have to have a permit. And
well,
that's why...
And the whole reason is we do a background check on them to make sure they're...
Exactly. And you know, he didn't want to leave our porch. Finally, I said, you need to get off my porch now because you're trespassing.
Yeah.
And I will call the police.
You know, if you just totally banned this, you wouldn't have any of these problems. Right? You wouldn't have the guy telling me, my boss has it.
I think you're opening up a can of worms. I think it's a good idea, but I think you're opening up a can of worms on that one.
That's what it means.
I just think that we need to
besides.
Make more people aware in town.
So could those little Girl Scout girls not sell cookies then?
Football team selling their little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bands and Girl Scouts.
Dave Livingston, bands, Girl Scouts.
Go ahead, front page right there. Right there, front page. We're on the front page.
Now you people are all geeked up about the Girl Scouts. When they knock on Sally's door, you think she's going to ask that little Girl Scout if she's got a permit? Hell no, she's not going to. Okay?
You're going to say, give me the cookies.
So do you intend to include, like, people going door to door for petitions for public office? Is that part of it as well?
Is that solicitation?
Of course, yeah. Yes.
Sure it is.
Okay.
It's anything.
How are you going to get elected if you don't?
How do we get our signatures?
You say $10.
What do we want to put the amount at?
I just Googled this once, and I've got a handful of case law that already says we can't do it, so let's forget that.
Yeah.
I'd like to say $10, and then maybe a week 25.
How much does a background check cost?
I don't know what it is.
I guarantee it's more than $10.
Yeah.
I think it's... Do you know what it is at the sheriff's office?
They don't have the fingerprint one, so I'm sure he's just running the.
Yeah, we're just running back, like.
He's just running
the name, right?
The name, or yeah. All I do is tell him a name and a birthday, and that's how he runs it. Or I hand him a copy of the driver's license.
They have to give us their driver's license or ID.
Mm-hmm. And then,
so this is like running through the criminal information system? Is that what we're talking about?
Police probably are.
Gotcha.
I don't know, I just hand it to him. Or I text him, and he does it.
You just Google?
Do they consent to that when they apply for their permit?
Everybody gets told that you get a background check.
Take a look at the application.
I'd say, didn't it used to be on the application?
Because
I know we take a copy of their driver's license.
Yeah, or ID. And then they run. Chris runs the background check, and he tells me if they're good or not.
And they stand here and wait.
Or they leave and they come back the next day.
Okay. Well, probably didn't cost as much, though. If we're doing it in-house.
Yeah, we're doing it in-house. But I think it's a good idea that we do check before we.
You want to look at it before we decide?
Well, I just need to look at the permit to make sure they're consenting to having their criminal background ran, because that gets touchy.
Yeah.
But when they apply, you know, they have to consent, otherwise we're not going to issue the permit regardless. I would say, pick a number that you're comfortable with, and I mean, it's not going to cost us anything to have Chris run it other than his time, which isn't really a factor. So,
do you run it while the day they come in and apply?
Mm-hmm.
Chris did ours for us, but it didn't cost anything.
How many actually come to apply?
Last time I've given out a solicitor's permit was December of last year. Yeah, and I know there's been more in there.
Yeah.
I used to do a lot, it seemed like. I don't think as many people.
I don't think there's many.
As many doing it as they used to.
The solar guys sure can't take no. I know that. They don't give up.
Well, yeah, they do.
It's mostly the solar and then
that's how I do it.
A reduction for AMRA and whatever that.
Yeah.
And then usually at least one book college student during the summer.
Yeah.
Now.
Yep. What do we want? 10 to 25?
There you go.
That's all something to do.
Is that your motion? I'll second.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, I'll second.
10 to day or 25 for the link?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's better than three. I'm tripling it.
Is that subject to our attorney approving the language on the application?
Yeah, I'll do that regardless. So.
Yeah.
Natalie, can you send that to me, please?
Get him a copy of that. Okay, roll call.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Bourne.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
No.
John Spellman.
Aye.
You're
mad about
it.
He just wants to see that headline in the paper, but he has a Girl Scouts.
Girl Scouts banned.
Girl Scouts.
You just spent 10 minutes and accomplished a single thing right there.
Yeah, we just wasted $7.
If there's someone going to come get it.
We saved the rest of the world from getting banned out of Lewiston.
Yeah, I'm no kidding. Girl Scouts could sell cookies.
Had a little bit of publicity.
Discuss act upon Janice Colglazier's TIF application. We had a TIF committee meeting prior to our regular meeting at 6:15.
Yeah, he wants a revised quote to $65.50 to include the updated blacktop quote. So I'll make a motion to revise it to $65.50.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, roll call.
Oliver Sadler.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Swallow.
Aye.
Okay, presentation of bills. Yeah, approved bills properly endorsed. Everybody got their bills checked?
Yep.
Any questions on them?
Second.
Roll call.
Oliver and Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Swallow.
Aye.
Okay, we need to have a closed session, so if everyone wants to step out, you can wait till we open the doors back up. It's 7:01.
Allie.
Thank you.
Move that, Jeremy.
Second.
We tomorrow, second.